I'm a Justin Timberlake fan, and my best friend is too. So earlier this year, when we heard JT was coming to San Francisco, we decided to get tickets to his show. We logged on to Ticketmaster, already dreaming of dancing in the aisles.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking.
You can imagine our shock when Ticketmaster told us there were no tickets left.
Don't it make you sad?
So we did what any other modern consumers would do. We logged on to StubHub and found we could have our pick of seats for the show if we were willing to pay at least three times the face value. It's a story Dr. Richard Pan, a Democratic state assemblyman from Sacramento, has heard many times before.
What's the country singer now? Taylor Swift, I think, is coming here to Sacramento. And
Sacramento, California.
You know when the ticket's going to sale and you log on a minute later and they're all gone. I mean, that's extremely frustrating.
So Pan authored a bill banning the use of automated ticket bot programs in California. Bots digitally jump to the front of the line and scoop up all the tickets before regular fans have a shot at buying any. Andrew Zimblist is an economics professor at Smith College. He says bot programs are sophisticated and know how to track the market. And he says once they buy up all the tickets, they don't just immediately resell them. Instead, they hold on to them for a while.
They sell them off more slowly, and because they sell them off more slowly, demand is higher than the available supply, and it raises ticket prices more.
So scalpers benefit by manipulating the market. Now, there is a theory that if artists and venues price their tickets with a better sense of the market, scalping might not be such an issue. But Zimblist says it's hard to know what the magic number might be.
If they say, okay, instead of charging $100 for this seat, we're going to charge $120 just to undermine the secondary sellers, they might find themselves with not enough demand for the tickets and empty seats at the concert.
So will this law and others like it around the country really help consumers?
It's definitely a step in the right direction.
Chris Grimm is with Fan Freedom, a national organization that advocates for ticket buyers. He says the law would be better if it had stronger penalties and required ticket sellers to report when scalping software was used.
When ticket sellers sell tickets, again, they know who's using bots and they should be required to report instances of bot use to the proper authorities, or they should be required to cancel tickets that they know were bought by using bots.
Assemblyman Pan's legislation makes using ticket bots a misdemeanor in California and has the support of Ticketmaster and StubHub, among others. But Zimblist and Grimm agree electronic scalpers will continue to evolve and the state's laws will have to keep up. And as for me and my friend, we ended up forking over the cash to see JT, and we both thought he was worth every penny. Katie Orr, Capital Public Radio News.